Mountain spring bed and breakfast. How may I help you plan your perfect getaway?
Good day. This is Carrie Laws Madden. May I be transferred to Mrs. Fallon's office?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Madden. Just one moment.
Hey, Lisa, it's Carrie. Are we still on for lunch today?
Hi, darling. Sure.
Great. I'll meet you at the restaurant.
Okay, so remember when they launched the PPCR?
The what?
The pilot program for climate resilience.
I remember hearing it on the news last year, and I think they launched the second phase this year?
Yes. Well, this new part caters to small business owners like me. It's part of the Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism project under the same PPCR.
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
All right, to put it simple, I'll now be able to source funding to make some well-needed changes to the guest house.
How much?
Anywhere between $200,000 and $5 million.
So what are you planning to do?
Well, we're going green. So I want to install some solar panels to harvest some of the sunshine we get out here.
Good idea.
And I want to redo the toilets to conserve water. And the food garden on the west wing of the property, I want to turn that into a small organic farm to help source some of the provisions in the kitchen.
And if the tourists want to take a stroll through the garden, they can. Great idea.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This extra boost will really turn things around for the place. And I'll be able to hire more people.
And to really do more for the community with the extra funds.
Exactly.
Approximately $7.2 million will be made available to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, in the tourism and agricultural sectors to finance climate change adaptation initiatives island-wide. The funds are being provided in the form of loans and grants under the Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism Project, a component of the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience, PPCR, in Jamaica. Minister with responsibility for climate change, Daryl Vaz, says the funding will strengthen ongoing efforts to boost Jamaica's resilience to the phenomena.
The PPCR may be considered as a very important contribution to Jamaica's adaptive response to climate change. Through this program, our agencies and stakeholders have received and will continue to receive strong financial and technical support.
The project is a five-year initiative which aims to increase Jamaica's resilience to climate change through enhancing adaptive capacity across priority sectors. This component of the PPCR is being implemented by the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation with funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. A memorandum of understanding was recently signed for implementation of the project. The agreement was inked by representatives of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, the Development Bank of Jamaica, Jamaica National Small Business Loans, and the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, EFJ. General Manager of the JN Small Business Loans, Gillian Hyde, says financing will be available from a pool of over $300 million at a maximum interest rate of 4% per annum.
We believe that more Jamaicans will have the opportunity to become successful entrepreneurs, sustaining their families, building our communities, and contributing to Jamaica's overall economic growth.
The EFJ will also act as administrator for over $500 million in grant funding. Program manager of the EFJ, Alison Rangelin McFarlane, says the funds will be made available to community groups.
The fund will be accessible to community-based organizations, non-government organizations, other civil society groups, and selected public sector agencies, specifically for clearly defined high-priority activities, particularly related to building the resilience of the natural environment, adaptation and disaster risk reduction, and contributing simultaneously to livelihoods protection and poverty reduction.
Each year, there's a call issued for proposals. Business operators are encouraged to submit their plans to access available funding. These opportunities are expected to become available by October. For further information, call the Project Executing Unit of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation at 633-7539.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.